Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting a reduction in infestation by beet armyworm. Stay with us to find out more, and later our proverb of the day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Our work for the ministry in the inner cities, we at the CSJP found that a lot of the youth who were getting into trouble just needed some guidance and opportunity. The JDF internship program offered a good mix of direction and marketable skills.
So the program gives them an opportunity to get some marketable skills. You would never believe the transformation in confidence and attitude. I am Corporal Aitman K at JDF.
I am Patrice Tomlinson Nephew for the CSJP, and together
we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is reporting that there has been a significant reduction in the beet armyworm infestation across farms that are usually vulnerable to the pest. The pest mostly affects scallion, onion, pepper, beetroot, callaloo, watermelon, cantaloupe, muskmelon, and cotton farms in some farming communities in St. Elizabeth and Manchester. Zonal Plant Health and Food Safety Officer for the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Western Region, Lawrence Rowe, says the reduction is due to the intervention strategies employed by the ministry and its stakeholders. Reporters have shown that between 2009 and 2012, farmers have suffered major losses due to the pest. Since 2013, there has been no major outbreak of the beet armyworm. In this vein, farmers are being encouraged to take a proactive approach to ensure that outbreaks are minimized. The pest, described as resilient, is destructive and exhibits good survival skills which mimic an army, hence its name. Therefore, integrated pest management strategies were undertaken to combat the population growth. Mr. Rowe says the intervention strategies implemented by stakeholders include training to improve farmers' knowledge and skills in managing the pest. International support came from the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, which provides technical support in the development of management strategies. During the dry and warm periods followed by rains, farms are more susceptible to infestation. Therefore, farmers are advised to use several strategies in combination, such as manually scouting the farms and properly inspecting the plants to find the worm. The female moth, which can live up to 10 days, is capable of laying between 600 and 1,000 eggs, so farmers must be vigilant and get rid of the eggs, which are pale green. RADA encourages farmers to engage in management practices such as the use of biorational insecticides instead of the broad-spectrum kind, which are often more toxic. Biorational insecticides are more effective against the worm and are less detrimental to beneficial insects that are natural enemies of the worm. Some of the natural enemies are spiders, wasps, lacewings, and ladybugs. Another strategy that is recommended in combating the pest is with a pheromone trap that monitors and traps the male adult moth. Mr. Rowe explains that the trap gives off a compound similar to the pheromone that the female produces and is used to attract the male moth. The trap also helps to monitor the population to see whether it is increasing, so this management strategy aids in mating disruption. He says a pest forecasting system similar to the weather forecast is being developed under an FAO beet armyworm project in collaboration with the Agriculture Ministry. The system, he says, will give an indication of the behavior of the population or the trend of the pest. For example, if there will be an increase in the population of moths within a certain time. And now for our proverb of the day. Same knife for tick sheep, tick goat. Translation: the same knife that sticks the sheep sticks the goat. And this means the same thing that happened to someone could happen to you. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.